finished the preseason. Finished the preseason playing guard. You know, Timmy won the starting spot. You know, he earned it. He been here. He was more mentally ready for it. So, you know, I just stepped back and kept taking the mental reps and wait for my number to be called. And this past week it was called, not at center but at guard. So I stepped in, filled in, and did what I had to do.
Had you been working much at guard since the end of camp, or had it been mainly center without Barrett Jones around?
Not much. It was mainly center, but after Jamon went down, Coach Boo and Andy and Coach Fisher pretty much put me to the side and said, "You're the next man up. So just make sure your guard and your center stuff." So I just made sure I got on top of my guard calls and made sure I was ready in case anything happened. And it happened first play, the second quarter.
How'd it go for you out there? What you saying? What you see on tape?
It felt pretty good. You know, mentally I was locked in. No minimal mistakes. My technique could have been better, but this week looks like I'm going to be starting at left guard, so technique should be a lot better this week. That's what the main thing I'm going to focus on improving.
At left guard, you're starting, you've done mostly right, correct?
I did left guard in training camp, and then the day before we played the Colts, we swapped and put Jamon at right. So I'm familiar at both, and when we were in California practicing against the Cowboys, I was at left. So I'm pretty comfortable at anywhere in the middle.
So were you surprised when they went in there on the right side then on Sunday? Just because it moved three pieces, you know what I mean? It changed things around.
Not really, because I plugged in a little bit of walkthroughs last week at right for Cody, so it wasn't too much of a big deal.
No, you're a stout guy, but there are stout guys playing nose guard in this league, especially, I mean, Baltimore. I mean, they a bunch of guys, you don't want to be behind them in the buffet line, you know, right? So what was that like, that first NFL, you know, regular season experience, at least from scrimmage?
From watching film, I thought Jernigan was going to be a handful. You know, I thought he was going to be similar to Aaron Donald, but he didn't. The biggest problem for me was the nose guard. It was 98.
Williams.
He beat me across my face one play and got the tie early in the backfield. And, you know, we got to the sideline. I told Coach Boo, I got to cut him. Like, that's a grown man out there.
Welcome to the NFL, huh?
Yeah. It was a rude awakening. But feel good, though. I'm ready.
More brace for it this week? Or ready?
Yes, sir. You know, that – him beating me across my face was a technique issue also. You know, I took a bad first step. So, you know, I just stayed after the day with Roger. He stayed back and, you know, he worked with me on a few technique things, my steps and my hands and head placement. So,
Sample.
Yes, sir.
What and if there's any pain involved, don't demonstrate on me. But what does it mean to beat some guy across the face? What does it mean? Can you show them?
You know, if I just take a false step and I don't get my head across, he can easily edge that shoulder.
Right there.
So across
the face coming out like that way.
Yeah,
okay,
that pretty much happened with Ty Gurley. I had a shade and I took a too big of a first step and I couldn't get across and he beat me across my face. But, you know, I stayed out there. Roger just worked with me on my stands and how far I should be away from Timmy. So I should be good this week. I feel good.
I don't know how much you've looked at the Bengals. They've got a pretty salty group over there, too. Have you looked at much tape yet? What have you seen?
Yeah. I've been watching them all day today, actually. You know, they're pretty good, but we practice against one of the best, too, every week. You know, we got Aaron Donald, Brockers, Robert Quinn, so we practice against the best, so they shouldn't be too much to handle.
With a guy like Geno Atkins, like they've got, what do you see from him? What are some of the challenges that he presents?
He's a lot similar to Aaron Donald to me. He's very quick. He's a little bigger, and he got longer arms. But to me, he likes to work the inside a lot, so I'm going to make sure I keep a strong post foot this week and get the job done.